Welcome to the Talk Over podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over podcast page on Spotify.
The No Intro Podcast.
hashtag Talk Over Podcast.
Man like DJ Double and Stylus inside the rider. What's going on, Holmes?
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. Relaxing. The studio is not too cold. The snow has disappeared, so I'm nice and warm. Life is good.
Yeah, it's nice today. It's cozy. It's actually cozy in my studio. Now the drilling stopped as well, like 5 minutes before I hit record. Literally getting the studio set up. Like coming through the wall right next to where I'm sat right now. So yeah, hopefully we can get through this one.
What's today's topic, homeboy?
Today's topic is, do you know what? I actually stumbled on this one by accident, man. I was chilling last night in the yard, playing on my Instagram. And I was like, oh, let me try and interact with my Instagram followers. And obviously we do a DJ related podcast, so I always try, like, I'll just throw out little questions on my Instagram for like interaction and get the DJs talking amongst themselves. So last night I posted, this is exactly what I wrote. I put, DJs, when you're on set, do you mix out of the last song from the previous DJ and like keep the flow like continuous, or are you the guy that just like hits stop or like the echo out and then play like your first track?
That is a very dope question.
It was do you know what's mad? I don't even know where it came from. I was just thinking about changeovers. I played with a guy called Varsky last week in Preston. Yeah, no, I didn't. Oh, leave it out, man. Shit. still waking up, man. This guy's dropping the pauses. So I played with this guy called Varsky last week from MTV in Preston, and he was like doing an hour in the middle of my set. Mm. He never had his Serato box, so we had to like play off mine. So we had to like change one deck over, do it the other way, blah blah blah. You know, making the changeovers long. So anyway, when it come to him finishing his set, he left it on. I think it might have even been Cardi B. What's the first song she dropped? The big one.
Bodak Yellow.
Know this. Bodak Yellow. So then I thought, oh, I've got to jump back in now. But he's using one deck, and then I've got to mix out of the other deck. So I ended up blending a house track in over his Bodak Yellow, obviously, because the tempo is like half 60 BPM, whatever, 130s. Mixed it in, and like Varsky come over and was like, yo. Like that shit is dope, like blah blah, like most DJs just kinda like hit stop and just play the tune or whatever. But I just mixed in off the back of his, kept the energy up there. And like it just made me think. Like I was just curious as to how like other DJs went about it. So I just tweeted it out and I got pure replies off people. Like, I'm gonna go through a couple of them, but before I do, like what do you do? How, like, when you're on set? Like, are you that guy that mixes out the track at the end? Do you keep the flow? I know you use the mic a lot, so I can imagine you're the guy that stops it, bigs up the DJ, says the thing, and then like jumps in, or does it depend on like the situation, the set, the
entirely. For me, there's so many different factors that come into play. So like, there's obviously times, I've got a mixture of different jobs that I do, and it's quite similar to you. I've got my residencies, and then I have a lot of guest spots and stuff where I go to different parts and effectively DJ as, I don't like the phrase, but I DJ as like the headliner for the night, if that makes sense. So it really depends. Like, if it's my residency and I'm coming on after the headliner, because they've come in to do their hour or whatever, generally I won't stop the music. I'll mix out of it and keep it moving. But to be honest, if I'm doing my own set somewhere as me as a guest set, then it completely depends on the vibe, depends on how well the warm-up DJ has done. So like, if the place is properly jumping, then what I'll do is I'll stop the music and like big them up for the warm-up, big up anyone else who's involved in the night. Little bit of crowd interaction. Like, perfect example, last year we did a garden party in Southampton, and there's a DJ...
Oh, yeah, you told me this one. Is this where you had to reset the thing?
Yeah. There's a DJ Silver.
Hit the reset button.
Big up DJ Silver from Southampton, but just before I came on, Silver was going in, like properly smashing the dance up, like it was sick. And but he was playing loads of the big bangers. And the thing is, I've got to now come on to do the last set of the garden party, so like the big set, because this is probably about 8 p.m. I think it was. And so it's just getting to its busiest part. But Silver's played a lot of the bangers. So now I'm thinking, right, okay, I could just continue that wave, but then I've got to keep that energy all the way up for 2 hours. Or
if
I stop the music, big up Silver, big up K-Dog, who was another DJ, Sneakbo's tour DJ, actually, he was playing on the same night, at the same party. Big ups to everyone that organised it. Do you know what I mean? Like, and then just start interacting. Who's from Southampton? Who's from London? Who's from Portsmouth? Who's from Bournemouth? Blah, blah, blah. And get them interacting a little bit. And what you what I'm able to do was reset the crowd. So I've turned the music's off and I'm just using my voice literally for like 2 or 3 minutes interacting with them. And I deliberately did it for a little bit too long just so that they're ready for more music. And the reason I did that is because no matter what song I then played, they would be happy that the music's on. Does that make sense? Like, oh, thank fuck. He's finally shut up and we've got music on. But what that allowed me to do was completely reset the energy. And so my first song in that instance was Chronic's Smile Jamaica. But I think like the last song, the last song that Silver played was like one of the big trap songs. It was like a Migos tune or like a Cardi B. Do you know what I mean? It's a proper high energy, big tune for the moment.
Yeah,
I've just reset it back to some proper calm summer tunes on reggae. But not even going to lie, bruv, that was one of the biggest tunes of the whole event. Chronic, Smile Jamaica. Because no one expected it. And it was a summer vibe. Like the sun was still up, even though it was like 8:15 at this point now. The sun was still up. And it was just bang, just straight into a summer vibe. And from there, I was able to structure the whole 2 hour set as I wanted it to be. So in that instance, yeah, I stopped the music and did an intro. There's other times though, where if you can see the crowd's not quite right, or do you know what I mean? Like they're not really vibing to the DJ that's on, I won't stop the music because it kind of gives them the opportunity to be like, I'm not really enjoying this event that much. Let's do something else. Or do you know what I mean? Let's go to the bar.
It's like you'd have said in them situations as well when the DJ's going super ham and you know like if you jump off the back of that, you got to hold, like you say, if it's a 2 hour set and my man's been going ham for the last hour anyway. Like it's best to, like you're sick with the microphone, so it's easy for you to just like, I don't use a mic too tough, man. I'll use it a little bit, but a lot of the venues up here, they're not really on the microphone thing. A lot of the places where I play don't really allow the mic, except the Wednesday. The Wednesday is like the only big room venue that I play where you can probably get away with it. So like when it comes to like resetting or whatever, you've just got to, like most times I'll just blend off the back of the DJ. But again, it just depends on how the DJ's played, how the set has panned out. Like when I played with Varsky last week, like he kept the energy nice and that. But I only had to play an hour after he finished.
Yeah.
So I was just like, I may as well just continue in the same fashion, man, and not disturb the energy. Like the room was buzzing, everyone was on it. So I just kind of just stealthed it in off the back of his set. Do you know what I mean? Whether they even knew that it moved into a next DJ or not, probably wouldn't have even known. But in that situation, that just felt like the right thing to do.
Well, you know what though, in venues when you don't use the mic in a venue, like I've played, for example, when I played last year, I played in York for the first time at Jalu. And I played with Satoru and DJ Ignition there. Now in their venue, they don't use the mic. Like that's, I think that's just a thing for the, it feels quite common up north, to be honest, because it was the same in Newcastle. They don't use the mic.
Like a lot of these places, they don't have like, so to be fair, up in Scotland they do, like Tipsy and that on the Sunday, they have like big up Mo, they go in.
Yeah, that was
right,
fun.
But same, man, around Newcastle and Manny, I don't think it's not really a full on mic thing. Like there's events where people use it, and like we used to rock it at Jam and that. Some venues frown upon the mic work.
But when I played at those Jalu venues, that was different because both Ignition and Satoru smacked it before I came on. And same in Newcastle as well. DJ Jax was on before me when I went to Jalu in Newcastle. That was the last bank holiday weekend. But because there's like a no mic policy there, I didn't stop the music to then play my song. I literally just kept it moving. But those guys fully did the business before I came on. Do you know what I mean? So like, that's another instance. If it's like a club that's not used to having a mic or has a no mic policy, I won't stop the music at all. But some DJs have their own intro. So like Charlie Sloth, for example, yep, has like a, I think it's like a 30-second intro with little drops and sound effects to start his set with. Like that's a dope idea if you're doing a lot of residents, a lot of guest sets. That's quite a dope thing.
That's what I'm saying for guest sets. It's live, man. But like mine's a lot of my, I do guest sets, but it's not, you know what I mean? I'm not a touring headline DJ like that. It's mainly residency stuff where a lot of the people know that I'm there anyway.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'm at the stage now where I've made a lot, like all my residencies, I've made them my own, so people know that I'm there. I don't need to be I don't know, man. I don't need to be using intros in that on a residency. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh no. Residency is completely different. So what?
Man comes in every Friday, dropping his intro.
dropping the intro. Yeah, as soon as you're starting your set every Friday,
come in like
no, dropping my intro. It would work for guest sets though. But to be honest, yeah, I prefer just to use the mic and actually build the rapport with the audience myself, rather than have an intro.
Oh, bro, like, I swear, if you lived up here, you'd be my mic, man. I'll be taking you from behind the decks, bro.
Yeah, I'm quite expensive to host, though. It's quite a lot of money for me to host a set.
£5 an hour?
Yeah, no, it's like £7.50.
Right, so I'm going to go for a couple of these tweets.
Yeah, what's the general DJs population saying?
Bit of a mixture, you know, kind of like what we've just been saying. First one is Barney Dyer, at DJ Barney Dyer from Birmingham-based DJ. He put, depends, bro. If coming on to do a main set, I would always echo out and switch it up. But if doing a late set and the vibes are flowing, I'll just blend it and carry on. So that kind of sounds like my situation last week. My set was like at the end. I just kind of blended it off the back of him. But he said, yeah, if he's doing main set headline things, man would just echo out and switch up the thing. You get me? Mm-hmm. Or if the DJ, or if the DJ before you is just being shocking, or one of them warm up DJs that just burns all the records early, then you have to reset.
Yeah,
you don't have a choice.
Sometimes
you have to reset for the benefit of the event being saved.
Yeah.
Like, because if the music and the journey of the music goes wrong, the night goes tits up. Like, we all know that.
Yeah. To all the new viewers, we have an early podcast. Like, it was episode like 3 or 4 where we talk about warm up DJs and the structure of the night. Yeah, maybe we can talk about that again sometime. But if anyone's new viewing, go back through the library and check out Warm Up DJs.
Yeah, definitely. You should definitely check that one. That's a good one still.
Drop another one. Who else is saying something?
I am DJ KA or DJ Carr from London. YouTuber and that. He said, let the last DJ's track play out and either fade in with an intro or just mix the next tune in depending on what kind of event it is. So yeah, we've got that one. DJ Jigger. He put, depends. Sometimes I show off and show the DJ before me how I mix my track into his without looking and using my ears.
Shots fired.
But on big, big nights, I echo out and go hella from the start.
Yes.
This is a good one, actually. Big up Jigger, right? Because this is what I had to do for Varsky last week. See these new kids that are staring at the screen and forget how to use the ear drums. When you have to mix into a next man's song, you can't match up the waveforms because you're playing off two different laptops.
Yeah.
So you physically have to use, like, your ears. So, like, I know a few men that will struggle doing that still.
there's so many. But I guess, you know what? That's another topic we can cover one time, actually, is do you even need to use your ears anymore to DJ? Other than actually knowing the songs. Because although I actually switch the waveforms off 9 times out of 10 when I'm DJing. Sometimes if I'm doing a trick
that's sick.
I'll turn them on if I'm doing like a trick or like a loop transition or something. I'll switch them on just in case it starts to go
you
tits
say a
up.
Nuke transition?
No, a loop transition.
Everyone said a nuke transition?
A nuke transition.
Explosive trans.
No. But just in case things start to go horrendously wrong, then you've got that visual aid to just quickly look at. But I mean, that's another conversation to have, man, because like I realized at one point that actually I wasn't listening to the songs I was queuing anymore. I was watching the waveforms. And that's when I realised
I was just spending... one ear. It's just a one ear job, man. One ear on the cup, one ear like there was, listening to there what's was, going on out there.
There was a time in my career when I realised I was watching the computer screen for 95% of the night and I wasn't even looking at the crowd anymore. I was just watching what was happening on the screen. So that's when I decided to turn the waveforms off and start using my ears again. I'm not going to lie, bro. It was probably about 2 weeks where I was having a good little bit of a clang because I'd gotten so used to using my eyes to mix and not my ears.
Yeah, bruv. Do you know what's mad? Yeah, people say I'm weird, right? Because the way I do it is I don't use like a monitor or anything. Like I do look at the waveforms, obviously not to like hold a beat match or whatever. I'll use an ear cup,
yeah.
And I'll see the screen, but then I don't use a monitor. And I like to listen to what's coming out on the dance floor.
Oh, really? So, like, you don't have a monitor at all?
I don't use a monitor ever.
Wow.
I never, never, ever use a monitor speaker ever, bro.
That's a skill in itself.
Yo, bro, when I played the Beyonce gig, right, I never had a monitor.
Wow, so them big gigs, bro. That is
the music, bro. I had to mix with like a second and a half delay.
But you must have had the waveforms on, though, to guide you there.
Yeah, we had the waveforms on, but even still, bro, you're hearing it coming out the speakers a second and a half like later.
Yeah.
In a big stadium, that shit was bouncing off the walls, man.
Yeah.
Like, you do a scratch and then it'd be like, duh. I was like, yo. I remember the engineer at the start, he was like, oh yeah, you don't need the monitor, do you? You got them big speakers up there. I said, bro, this music is going to be bouncing all over the gaff. He was like, nah, you got this. I was like, well, it's too flipping late now, isn't it? Like, just gonna have, I swear, bro, I have never been so scared. I could have clanged that whole set, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that whole set, I know you was in the crowd, but that whole set, man did it with no monitor, G.
I don't remember hearing a clang, and I think I would have definitely ripped you for it if you had.
Damn right.
That would have been on my Instagram story and everything.
Nah, you're a dick.
Big man like Stylus clanging in front of 10 million people.
Right, going back to the subject. Anyway, Slowpo DJ says he carried a vibe. Might put my drop in at some point so people know the DJ's changed. So that's a quick one. Smooth Fuego said he would try and mix. Mr. Hooley as well.
Mr. Hooley, my guy.
He put, depends on the party, but more time it's fade out and kickstart the set from the jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Hooley's like you, innit, man? He'll get on the mic, shall say a couple of things and all that. Yeah, yeah. You see how you London
DJ? Nah, you know what? Hooley is not like me, bruv. Hooley is next level gifted on the mic, bruv.
Hooley's sick, bruv.
I had to put a lot of work into learning how to host, but Mr. Hooley... He's very much like Chucky. Have you ever DJed with Chucky before?
Yeah. I've not DJed with him, but I've seen him play a couple of times. Like, I watched him do the Dappy show.
Yeah, as well.
Where he was like crowd controlling.
Just naturals, bro. Mr. Hooley and Chucky are two very good. I'll tell you who else as well. Rest in peace, Dr. Psycho, right? Because he was another guy. Like, these guys just have natural gifts at talking to the crowd. And like, I remember doing a show with Psycho once. The music was off for about 5 or 6 minutes and he's just stood on stage just talking and entertaining the crowd.
Yeah.
Like,
bro, some people are just born with it, man. That's art in itself, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
The mic work is it's a different level of stuff, man.
Like, proper.
Leave that to you, man. Damien Mendes. Is that DJ Soul Child? I think it is, you know.
Who?
Big up Soul Child. He's an old school DJ, man. You'll probably know him. He put, always respect the DJ before and after you. Early doors, peak time, late time. Use your initiative and do the right thing by the crowd, keeping the vibe appropriate.
There you go.
That's a sick one.
Yeah. So, that right there, that is a man that knows the structure of the night and he knows what's up.
That's from a seasoned veteran DJ, isn't it, that comment? You know that's from somebody who's been around the block and knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And to be fair, Soul Child has been about from early, like, and he does like production. He's a DJ as well. So my man knows his stuff.
Sick.
So yeah, he's spot on, to be fair. Like, you just got to respect the night and the time. And the situation, like, I don't think there is a right or wrong. Like, I think you've just got to go with what feels right at that specific moment. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
BDJ Official He put, plug myself into whatever CDJ they aren't using, then mix into my first tune from their last. DJ T-Cell said, mix out always. Hmm. Shout out Donch as well. Donch DJ. This guy is one of the baddest DJs around at the minute.
Another talented guy.
Fucking hell, bruv. Mad. He's put, keep the flow going. I hate an entrance.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. That's fair. There's actually a lot, you know. These are just on my Twitter. I've not even stepped into my Instagram. Daniel Hills just messaged that second. Lee's DJ, veteran DJ. He's put, depends. If the night needs a reset, I let the song end and refresh the energy.
There you
if
go.
If the night is banging, I tend to mix. So that's pretty much like kind of like what you said, innit? Like, I guess it just, if man needs a reset. Sometimes you got to hit that reset button, you get me. DJ Lamore always mixes out. There's actually a lot, bro, you know. There's a lot. DJ Sniper, he says, usually stop. Nice way to get the crowd's attention and make a clear stance. You're now on set. So exactly. A special intro or a jingle helps.
And you know what, actually, having said that, yeah, hearing that, who was that DJ Sniper?
DJ Sniper, man.
That's a good point, because I said earlier about if you're like the headliner or if you're doing a guest set. But you know what? Even coming on after someone who's doing a guest set, you have to actually think about it from a brand perspective. Like, you've got customers in the building, and yeah, they may have come to see the DJ that was on before you, but it isn't a bad idea.
Let them know about it. It's exactly. Your job to let
them. Exactly. Let them know who is now on set. I just
use the DJ stylus ident on its own, because that's enough. I just use the DJ stylus.
Yeah.
That's about it. That's about it for me.
That's a good shout. And I guess sometimes in the past I have actually done that. But although I do use the mic very heavily, I don't often big myself up on the mic. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've never, or very, very rarely, I could probably count on one hand in my entire career the amount of times where I've got the crowd chanting my name because I've told them to. Do you know what I mean? Like, if when I say DJ, you say double. I don't really do that kind of stuff. It's kind of...
Yeah. You're more of an ollie, oi, oi, oi kind of guy, innit?
No, not really.
Yeah, you are.
That always works on the student parties. On the student parties, I'll do that stuff. But in the other stuff, not really.
I've heard you ollie, ollie, ollie in, mate. I came down to Brighton and man was ollie.
That's the biggest student party in Brighton, man. Of course it's going to happen there.
You was ollie in before Kojo Funds came out.
No, not in that. What's I fuck, bruv? No way. Lies.
I'm joking, man.
Slander.
I'm joking. He was like, who's ready for Kojo? Ollie, ollie, ollie.
Oh, that was my birthday bash. I didn't do ollie, ollie, ollie. That was my birthday bash, bruv. There's no ollie, ollie, ollie in there. Dickhead.
Whitley Ruchea. I think that's how you pronounce it. Depends on the set and the vibe. If I'm on a main guest set and it's busy, I echo out there to use my name samples, then drop a crowd pleaser.
Goes shout in with that banger from the top, yeah?
Shout out to Whitley. Don Bryan from Birmingham. He put, depends on how smooth the changeover is. If I have time, I'll just echo out, drop my jingle and play. Alternatively, I'll mix on, then plug in properly, then start. So it's pretty much, everyone's pretty much on the same wave, you know? I've had some good answers, man. DJ Melstar just put, depends what mood I'm in. So yeah, there you go. Q-Ball, depends on the vibe and the crowd.
Yeah. A lot of it does come down to the crowd, man. I mean, it's like, what are they doing? Like, I don't know, it's like, there's so many different factors, like I said earlier, innit? Because there's situations where the crowd are absolutely loving it, and so you just keep the vibe moving and you don't stop the music. But similarly, like I said with the Southampton one earlier, the crowd are absolutely loving it, but I felt that I wanted to stop the music and reset it to go at my pace.
Yeah.
I do it that 100%. Way. So like, there's so many different factors.
I don't think there's a right or wrong answer for this, man. Like, it's all down to preference and the specific event that you're at, the vibe, the room, the crowd.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
If I do throughout the summer when I tour and do the guest sets and I'm mooching around and it's just an hour set, then I'll do try and like I will that'll be like The only times really where I will say a couple of things on the mic or gas it up a little bit, or when I'm touring in the summer, if I go like Napa or Malia,
yeah,
or whichever spot, then I will try and like, I will gas it up a little bit then. But when I'm doing residency stuff, I don't touch the mic at all. Mm. Like a little bit on a Wednesday because it's a Luminar big room venue.
Yeah, and,
like,
yeah.
They love all that mic work shit. So. I got a shout out to DJ Tommy though, quickly before we wrap this one. Oh, we're on 25 minutes already. Mad thing. DJ Tommy Jr., he's from Austria, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've been chatting to this guy for a minute. I swear, yo, it better be Austria, because my man will kill me if it's not. The only way a DJ can learn and improve is being able to adapt to any type of song played by the previous DJ without stopping the tune and jumping into your set. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
No matter what genre type or DJ he is, if he plays a 125 BPM house track and I'm an urban DJ, best believe there are more than enough urban tracks you can blend in.
Yeah.
Side note, improvement in beat matching and playing by ear without constantly looking on the screen during your own set.
Facts.
Big up. DJ Tommy talking the tings, man.
Definitely. Like, and you know what? Go on.
No, I was just going to say, like, him with the house stuff, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of people, you'd have the house track, and some people would be thinking, oh, I play hip-hop, so I won't blend out of this. But, right, there's better songs you can mix into house. Yeah, like, when I'm doing open format, I'm mash hip-hop with house all day long, man.
Yeah. It works so well because there's so much, like, 65 or 62 or anywhere in between those two. So much that BPM, and obviously house is twice that, so you can mix that way. But no, that's a good point, man. What he said actually about being able to adapt to any song played, the last song played by the DJ before, I think that extends to any set played by the DJ before. Them guys are banging again upstairs, aren't they?
Yo, did you hear that?
Pause. Yeah.
There's no drilling yet. We might be all right to wrap this one up. But yeah, regarding the playing by ear without looking at the screen, like I'd say that to any DJ. Like, do what Duffel does, turn your waveforms off for a few weeks and just feel it out, man.
See how it goes.
I can imagine some of the new school kids that have started DJing now, like, have not learned any other way.
Bro, there's some people, and this is, again,
the way it is now.
This is the conversation for another time, but there's DJs that don't use headphones anymore.
Excuse me.
Because they use the waveform.
I can't. I feel naked stood in a booth without headphones on. Bro, I think, seriously, man, like standing in the booth with headphones on, it's like,
yeah, there's
it's like going to the swim baths without your trunks on.
There's a special place in hell for those type of people.
Yeah, it's not the one, man. It's not the one. Let me see if I've got any more quickly before I think we've got 2 minutes left. Neil Torius out in Dubai, mix out to be polite, lol. DJ Flex put, depends on how long it takes to take over. If the song is almost ending, I'll just echo out and jump in. If I'm set up and plenty of time left, then I'll mix in. That's a good point. Depends on the booth, man. Sometimes it's a tight squeeze and it's awkward. So yeah, that's dope, that one. DJ CB said, I'll normally echo out, smash sample, then a sample with my name, just let everyone know my damn presence.
Yeah,
then go straight in. There is a few more. Will Madden always mix out. DJ CP always mix. DJ DT nowadays, I just mix it in and ride it down to my tempo genre. Sometimes I like to do that. I'll mix out of it just to be polite, and then I'll ride it down to where I want to be.
Yeah. Use the first five or ten minutes to just kind of change your direction.
Get it down to my vibe. Then once a minute, then 10 minutes into the set, I'm like, right, now I'm ready. Boom,
yeah,
kind of thing. There's a message in the middle of all these messages from a girl at the club last night. Oi, can we still request songs in this day and age? Come to the booth and ask for a song.
Yeah, there's a podcast episode about that. Should we take requests?
Joshy B, fellow Manchester brethren, mix out, hit and stop is lazy, in my opinion. That's fair enough. That's about it, man. Like, we get the gist. I won't read that anymore, but if you did message me and we didn't read you out, I'm sorry. But yeah, that's pretty much it, man. It's an interesting, I thought it was just an interesting one
to cover.
And like, I kind of know there's pure DJs out there that are probably chopping and changing amongst DJs, going on after a headline. I was just intrigued to know, really. Thought it was quite interesting. Thought it'd be a good one for the Talkover podcast.
That's a dope question, man. I liked that. I liked talking about this one.
Good.
Talk over podcast settings. DJ Double, DJ Stylus. Don't forget we're on Spotify and YouTube and Apple Music coming soon as well from next week.
Yeah. So subscribe intake. It's
available for everyone. Subscribe whatever platform you want to listen to us on. Make sure you hit the subscribe button, get the notifications, all that. Hashtag Talk Over Podcast.
They got your chest plate.